You know what's more annoying than being just blown off for a date?
What's that?
Somebody constantly scheduling with you and then changing it over and over and over and over again. Because it's just like, why can't you just be honest and say, I don't want to go out with you, instead of constantly stringing me along, be like, I can't go out today, but how about like 2 weeks from now? And then you schedule 2 weeks from now. Oh my God, something else came up. That's the issue that Jill is having. Jill is on the phone today for a second date update. She emailed us about a guy named Sam that she met online. Jill, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
So that seems to be the issue, huh? Sam is just kind of stringing you along.
Yeah, he just keeps pushing things further and further away from me, and okay. I just don't understand why.
Okay, well, how did you meet him, first of all?
We met online.
You did. Right.
I thought he was super nice, and we had talked for a few weeks before we actually decided to meet, but we did have, like, good conversation throughout that time.
Was it a dinner and drinks type of situation?
Yeah, it was a dinner date.
Okay.
And he was just super nice and handsome, and I was just, like, really excited about it. But there was, like, a red flag.
Uh-oh.
What was that?
I really thought he was a good guy, so I was giving him every signal I could think of to try and get him to kiss me.
Okay. Yeah, you're, like, touching his arm. You're pushing your boobs together. You're trying to scoot over closer to him.
Yes. You know, the shuffling of the keys at my car door, like everything. Like,
oh, that's the worst, when you're standing there and just waiting.
Yes, and even more embarrassing is that there was a point where I was literally like inches away from him, like our toes were touching.
Okay, and he just was not getting it.
No. And all he could muster was like, yeah, let's hang out this weekend.
In his defense, maybe... Maybe he's just a guy that gets nervous in that situation.
Or maybe he doesn't kiss on the first date. There are some guys like that.
That is very rare. Usually guys don't kiss on the first date because they're scared to go in for it. I've been in that situation too, where I can tell a girl wants to kiss you really bad, but still in the back of your head, you're like, no, I don't think she went out. I don't think she enjoyed herself enough to do it. I'm not going to do it. Then the date is over and you're like, damn it. I missed the opportunity. So...
I hope that's what happened.
Why didn't you just kiss him, Jill? What kept you from doing that?
I felt like I was trying to make all the moves to get him to know that I was interested. So him, like, not reciprocating in the same way,
right.
I felt, like, nervous about it. Because I'm like, I'm not going to just, you know, jump on him because I was giving him all these signals.
Do you feel like he didn't want to kiss you?
I don't know. That's what I don't understand. Like, I thought it was a good sign that he said, all right, let's hang out this weekend. So I'm like, okay, so he doesn't not have an interest in me. He does, because he wants to see me more.
And anytime you refer to future plans, it's always a good sign. Mm-hmm.
If we call this guy and get him on the phone and he says, dude, she just was like a close talker, especially at the end of the night, like she was jingling her keys in my face and her breath was just terrible. And I thought about kissing her and she just smells funny. Are you going to be upset?
Of course, but I would at least like to know,
yeah.
Because he keeps making these future plans, but then they just keep getting pushed, like, every 3 days. Like, the day comes, and then he's like, sorry, I forgot about this with work or whatever. Let's hang out a couple days from now, and then that day comes, and you're like, you're just going to kill me, but this and this came up.
How many times has he rescheduled?
5 times.
Do you think he's just flaky, or do you think that he's trying to not see you?
I don't know. I usually think that, like, you would just stop responding or send me a text and it just didn't work out or whatever.
Right.
But don't keep rescheduling. And I just really want help with it because I don't know what went wrong.
I'm a person who overbooks myself. Mm-hmm. And I always screw somebody in the situation. And it doesn't feel good. So maybe it's just that, you know, he has a couple more priorities over you right now because you've only gone on one date.
Yeah, and I understand that. I just would want to know that that's the truth.
Yeah.
And not feel like he's just stringing me along. You know what I mean?
Totally.
So you're kind of in that weird limbo spot where you're like, okay, is he really that busy?
Yeah.
Or is he blowing me off?
Exactly.
Okay, well, we'll play a song, come back, call him, and get your second date update, and hopefully we can find the answer for you, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, hang on.